Good afternoon, Tánaiste. Today, May 29th, like every year, the United Nations marks the International Day of UN Peacekeepers. This day serves to honour their dedication, bravery and sacrifice, and I would like to pay particular tribute to our Irish men and women who have served and continue to serve our country with distinction and honour both at home and internationally. Irish peacekeeping, as you know, began in 1958, and Ireland currently has the longest unbroken peacekeeping record of any country in the world. This year's theme for the International Day of UN Peacekeeper is the future of peacekeeping, which reflects the evolving nature of peace operations in a complex world. With that in mind, Tánaiste, my question today is, can you please update the House as to Ireland's continuation in UNIFIL? And as always, I cannot mention UNIFIL without mentioning Private Sean Rooney. And can we please ensure that we keep applying pressure to ensure that his killers are brought to justice? Thank you.
Tánaiste.
Well, thank you very much to Deputy Callan. I always think there's a particular poignance when you raise this issue because I'm very conscious that you too served with distinction as part of our peacekeeping mission. I want to thank you for your service and I want to join with you on what is International Day of UN Peacekeepers in celebrating the vital role that our peacekeepers play right across the world. It is a role that is now more crucial than ever before at a time when the global security environment has never been more volatile, never been more uncertain. And I particularly think today about the Irish peacekeepers deployed in southern Lebanon as part of the UNIFIL mission. There, they're not just promoters of peace, but they're also working every single day to support communities, to instill hope, and to make a positive difference to people's lives. I was delighted and honoured to visit them in recent weeks. On International Peacekeeping Day, I'm very happy to do as you ask and to confirm that I have now secured Cabinet approval this week to renew our mandate at UNIFIL for another 12 months. And in relation to the death and killing of Private Sean Rooney, we absolutely will continue to raise this and are continuing to raise this at every opportunity. His family need justice. They need justice. There needs to be accountability, and that has to happen in the Lebanese authorities to bring that about.